new way to wake up in Cape Town.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
I used the lyrics from Cher's song, Do You Believe in Life After Love? Losing a partner tragically and moving on with your life. And talking about keeping the memory alive of your partner. I'd want my kids to never, ever forget me and forget who I am in their lives. And one day, if I'm not there to walk them down the aisle and see them, you know, their happy ever afters, to be there for them, a trick dance or whatever it is that they where your dad needs to be there and I'm not there. I don't ever want to feel like I'm not there, even though I won't be there. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does.
I want them to know that how much they were loved and how much they you know, that all I ever wanted for them and what I want for them is to be and the best them that they can be. And that's all. You know, that's what I want. And I think that that is what all parents want, you know, for their kids.
Rocky, but from a kid's perspective, from a child. Yes.
This is why I want to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
So, and I, from initially, I was the one that was very mum around the table, excuse the pun. I was the one that said, no, dad. Well, not no, dad. I was a very apprehensive to it. But and Clyde was always the one poking the bear around the table. It's like, dad, is there anyone already? Is there anyone? And you know, one thing that was very beautiful about my dad, what he said, he'll always be transparent with us. He'll discuss whatever decision he needs to make. And again, just reveals his heart of being completely selfless, prioritizing us, the kids. Because, again, like I said, I would, for someone to replace my mom, it would be quite hectic.
And I think that is the big thing. Like, as a kid, you'd think if your dad or your parent would move on, that they are replacing
they're not.
The other partner or mother or father, whichever one it is. But at the end of the day, it isn't. And I know how Ricky feels about this whole conversation. But it's so interesting how it affects all of us at the end of the day.
You also don't ever want to think about that now when things are like they are. You know, it's a thought that it might cross your mind about what happens if.
Yes.
And then something does happen and then you're like, what? Oh my word, what am I going to? And we understand everything in life is a process and there's things that you, nobody will understand unless you've been through that.
Yes.
Right? That's what it is. Rick, no one understands what it's like to lose a mom as young as you lost a mom. Or a sister as young as you lost your sister.
Lost my sister in 2009, my mom in 2018. But at the end of the day, and this is where I can just, like, kudos to my dad.
Sure.
Just saying he'll be transparent. He's prioritizing us. And for me, and now standing at the age of 33, I'm like, I just want my dad to be happy. Whatever, we will back him with whatever decision he makes, but I want him to be happy in whatever he decides at the end of the day.
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.